A young American woman is sent to Rome to begin a life of service to the church, but encounters a darkness that causes her to question her faith and uncover a terrifying conspiracy that hopes to bring about the birth of an evil incarnate. This is The First Omen. It stars Nell Tiger-Free as Marguerite, Ralph Ineson as Father Brennan, Sonia Braga as Sister Silva, and Tawfiq Barham as Father Gabriel. Now, it's interesting. This is the second of three Christian Catholic-based movies that came out back to back to back. The first one that I reviewed was Immaculate. The second one is Cabrini, which I will be reviewing shortly. And this one is The First Omen. Immaculate and The First Omen are almost the same movie. Almost the only difference between these two movies is the way the movies ended is the main difference. The First Omen, this is supposed to be a prequel to the trilogy that made up the Omen series back in the 80s. I guess the Omen series of films that originated in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. There was another Omen movie that came out in early 2000s that was sort of a prequel as well, and I believe it topped this film. This was the origin story of the Omen. So in this film, you have a young Catholic woman who wants to give herself to the church. I'm going into spoiler territory. To make a long story short, you come to find out that Sister Marguerite is kind of one of these weird devil spawns or evil spawn of unknown origin. They didn't never really explain, but she was somehow born and that her offspring was somehow supposed to be the Antichrist, I guess. I don't know. It was a convoluted and confusing story. They never did explain how Sister Marguerite was impregnated. It just seemed like she was immaculately conceived or had an immaculate conception. The baby that grew inside of her grew so fast. If you had to make a choice between seeing The First Omen and Immaculate, I think they did a much better job in the story of explaining everything in the Immaculate version. Now, I want to go into the ending. Where it differed from Immaculate was how the film ended. Rather than the baby being killed, this time the baby survives, and there were twins. So it was a boy and a girl, and they were more interested in the boy. Towards the end of the film, Sister Margaret was able to get away, but not with the boy baby, with the female baby. The church had the boy. One of the fathers came back and tracked down Sister Marguerite at the end. This is the very end of the film, and just told her that her son's name was Damien, and then the credits rolled. Looks like The First Omen grossed $3.2 million worldwide in its opening weekend. So for me, this film was forgettable. There weren't any jump scares. This is listed as a horror film, but it wasn't very scary. In almost every way, Immaculate was a better version of this film. They should have just used that one and called it The Omen. Anyhow, I don't recommend The First Omen. In general, I like horror flicks and I like these types of themes can be interesting if they're done properly, but The First Omen just wasn't done very well. I definitely could not recommend it, and I would only give The First Omen 2 stars.